Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll hear two symphonies, one from the Australian composer Peggy Glanville Hicks, and one by the Welsh composer Grace Williams. Australia's art world, one that would be conducive to concert life, did not really develop until the latter half of the 19th century. European music, primarily English, was programmed sporadically, and schools of music patterned after British models opened in the few major cities. In the second half of the 20th century, a semblance of what might be called Australian music has developed, with several composers enjoying national and international reputations. However, much instructional material in music is still very British, and many composers still travel to London for advanced musical studies. Peggy Glanville Hicks is one of Australia's most eminent composers. She lived from 1912 to 1990. Born in Melbourne, she first studied at the Melbourne Conservatorium. In 1931, she won a scholarship to the Royal College of Music in London and studied there with Ralph Vaughan Williams, as well as piano with Arthur Benjamin and conducting with Sir Malcolm Sargent. She also studied with Egon Velitz in Vienna and spent 2 years studying in Paris with, who else? Nadia Boulanger. She won many awards in her life, such as scholarships from the Royal College of Music and the American Academy for Arts and Letters, 2 Guggenheim Fellowships, a Fulbright Scholarship, and a Rockefeller Grant. She lived in the United States from 1942 to 59, taking U.S. citizenship in 1948. She was very active in American compositional life, founding the UNESCO International Music Fund, presenting new music concerts at the Museum of Modern Art and the Metropolitan Museum, and acting as director of the New York Composers Forum. She was also a music critic on the New York Herald Tribune. Known particularly as a composer for theater, she wrote 5 major operas, film and ballet scores, concertos, and other instrumental music. In her opera, The Transposed Heads, she collaborated with Thomas Mann, writing her own libretto to his story. She also collaborated with Lord Dunsay, Robert Graves, and Lawrence Durrell. In 1959, she moved to Athens to pursue her longtime interest in Oriental music. In 1975, she returned to Australia to direct the Asian Music Studies program at the Australia Music Center. The piece we will listen to in a few minutes is entitled Sinfonia da Pacifica, and it was composed in 1952 and 3, important year for Peggy Glanville Hicks, both professionally and personally. It is the year she was commissioned to write an opera by the Louisville Orchestra, the commission for which she wrote The Transposed Heads. She also received the grant from the American Academy of Arts and Letters that year, and so after years of financial struggle, she was able to acquire a house in Jamaica. The Australian actor Errol Flynn's estate was close by, and his yacht Zaka was no stranger to her. She delighted in composing on it. Earlier that same year, Peggy went to California to stay with her old friends, the Menuhins, and there met a young musicologist and writer. They had a sudden and torrid affair, which ended in a new secret marriage. She had divorced her first husband, the composer Stanley Bate, in 1948. But this new liaison ended quickly. Then she was recalled to Melbourne to visit her ailing parents and sailed alone on one of her familiar cargo boats. While at sea, she received a cable informing her of the death of her mother, with whom she had had a troubled relationship. She had boarded the boat in New Orleans, and across the Southwest Pacific on the way to Australia, she began to compose her Sinfonia da Pacifica. She finished it in May 1953 on her return to Jamaica. The premiere took place with the Victorian Symphony Orchestra later that same year. The ABC promised to send on a recording, but unfortunately it was lost in transit, and so she never heard the first performances, but had to wait 3 years for the 1956 recording with the MGM Orchestra. The piece begins with a powerful first movement, and the lovely, slow second movement is really an inspired work. It's a free melodic arabesque of the flute and oboe using a theme based on the melody she heard on one of her many trips to India. The same tune is used by Alfred Newman in his film score for the famous Indian movie of 1939, The Rains Came, a film Glanville Hicks apparently never heard nor saw. Listen to how the end of that movement spirals away like an ascending seahawk. After that is the finale, which uses another theme of Hindu origin. Now let's hear Sinfonia da Pacifica by Peggy Glanville Hicks, performed by the Tasmania Symphony, Richard Mills conducting.